Welcome to the Airflow Podcast. I'm your host, Ricky Thomas, and this is the place where Kingdom Heirs go to be informed and inspired. So sit back, relax, and flow with me. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Airflow Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Thomas. And first, I want to say Happy New Year. This is the first episode that I've done for 2022. I took some time off to just reflect, hang with family, towards the last couple of weeks of 2021 and, the beginning of this year. And I'm definitely just excited about where things are going. And I'm excited about where they ended last year. Just looking at metrics for the podcast and just understanding some of the things, getting feedback. I'm definitely preparing to do some other things this year to continue to expand out. I had great response, great support. And the support that I got was, a lot from people who I'm connected with, people that my wife's connected with, people that, as they say, the warm market, and some of the people that they share with. This was without any major marketing pushes. There's so many things, so many more things that I wanted, so many things that I want to do to further the platform, different guests that I want to have on, and just continue to talk about different things because I want to stay true to what this podcast was meant to be. And that is to really share encouraging and inspirational words to just help people get throughout their day so that, we are living the best lives. We're living like the kingdom heirs that if you're a believer, that we're created to be. And so the people that I have on here, it's going to help us. They're going to help us with, some of their inspirational stories, sharing knowledge about services they offer that we all need to hear. So, there's a purpose for everybody and there's a purpose for, why I'm doing this. So, as I mentioned before in the very first episode, the intro, this isn't a place where you get gossip. This is a place where you're going to come to get inspired to live, the best possible life, the life that you were created to live and be a kingdom heir. And that's what Airflow is about. So, again, I appreciate all the support and love. And we're going to keep this thing going. We're going to crank it up to take it to a whole different level this year. And again, I'm excited about that. Just to start off with this episode, I'm calling it, it's kind of the title is Who Are You Rooted In or What Are You Rooted In? I think when I came up with this, I was asking God, I kind of was thinking about, what do I want my first episode for 2022 to be? And as I usually do, God, I talk to him or through prayer, just going through things in life, I get something dropped in my spirit. And so at the church that I attend, Living Truth Christian Center, we receive these daily devotionals. And you can either get the book or you can have access through an app. And, one of the things that I wanted to make sure that I was being intentional of this year, because I don't do a lot of resolutions. I try not to, because it's really a mentality that has to take place first. You've got to change your thought process and then take action. So a lot of people like, oh, I'm going to hit the gym. I'm going to lose some weight, which something I got to do because, I've been slacking on that. But, I know that. And I know that when I get my results, it's usually because I mentally put myself in a position to be able to manage those things. And I think for me, when I get my mindset into, changes or just wanting to do things, then that's when you really get it in your spirit and then you start to see the transformation take place. And so I say all that to say that one of the things that I was doing this year was I want to make sure that I'm daily going into my devotion, reading my devotion, then reading word along with it. you know, so I'm getting some good substance. I'm not just reading a devotional, feeling good about, yeah, that was good, and then kind of walking away. So I take my time to read the devotion, read scriptures that are related to, and I read the chapters. I try to make sure I read around it so I get full clarity about it, about what I read in that devotion. And so they started off, you know, kind of on the second and third days of the devotion of this year, you know, January 2nd, 3rd. It was a series, and it was basically talking about, you know, being rooted in Christ. And, you know, they went through different examples of, you know, how nature is, you know, trees and plants and vegetation, and just why being rooted in something or being having strong roots is so important. And then there was some tragedy that struck in our family. So, you know, one of the reasons, and, you know, for those that download the episode, they'll see that I'm dedicating this first episode to Patricia McGee. Now, Patricia McGee is my wife's aunt, and, you know, everybody called her Aunt Pat. Aunt Pat was she was such a strong person, strong woman, you know, and I've always stated in this podcast that I've had the pleasure of having strong men and women in my life. And, you know, Aunt Pat was one of those ones who, you know, she had filters, but, you know, she knew how to turn them off. She would love you, support you, and do everything for you. And she would straighten you out if you got out of line. But we lost Aunt Pat. We lost Aunt Pat a few days back. And, you know, the family has really been reeling from this because, you know, she was definitely a rock in the family. And when you think about strength, you know, here's a woman who I've known her for over 20 years. You know, she was kind of the one of the first people in the family and my wife's side of the family to really welcome me into the family. And, you know, from the beginning, you know, she's had health issues for so long, you know, since from the time I've known her. And the thing about it is she never complained. She never wanted pity. She just went out there and, you know, whether she was going to, you know, if you had, no matter what was going on, she was going to try to make sure she was there, and she'll be in pain. And there was times you hear her kind of moaning, or, you know, she couldn't move as well, but she was always, you know, always doing things and supporting. I'm thinking about, you know, just, you know, my wife and I have been blessed to have three different houses since we've been married. And, you know, Aunt Pat has been there, you know, she was there to help us, whether it was pack, unpack, clean, whatever. She helped us in every house. And even in this current house that we have, you know, she came, she said, hey, I can't bend low, but anything that I don't have to reach high, or I can, you know, kind of waist high level, I'll help you clean that. And, you know, what you guys need, you know, bring some stuff, you know, help whatever I need to do to help out. And she was just always there to help. She was always proud of, you know, everybody, not just my wife and I and our family, but all of her nieces, great nieces, nephews, great nephews, you know, just all of her family. She was truly supportive. So, you know, that loss has kind of shocked the family. I'm saying not kind of, it shocked the family. And so as I talk about being rooted, you know, and it's funny, again, God will show up in different ways. You know, my brother-in-law, Dr. Norman Freeman, he was on his weekly stream yesterday. And, you know, he was kind of talking about some of the similar things, but he mentioned that, you know, I'm still a believer. And he talked about no matter what, you know, going through this and believing that Aunt Pat was going to pull through, and, you know, praying, his, you know, his church family was praying, and, you know, our family was praying, you know, that ultimately God's will was done. And, but he's like, I'm still a believer. And when you hear things like that, some people wonder, well, how can you be so strong in your faith? How can you be so strong at times like that? And, you know, I just got to thinking, you know, just back to the devotional about roots, you know, and I go and just think about how strong are your roots? What are you rooted in? You know, if you're rooted in faith and you're rooted in Christ, if you're rooted in Christ, then you have to be rooted in faith. And, you know, just understanding how roots work. I mean, there are trees in California, you know, those big red oak trees that are like, you know, tall as I don't know what. They can have roots that stretch out for hundreds of miles. And in the face of adversity, like forest fires and things like that, if you notice, those trees don't necessarily burn down. They get scorched on the outside, but they wind up springing back out branches, leaves, and they grow again. And you think, well, why? How is that possible? Because their roots are strong. They're planted and they're so strong, and they roots hold nutrients, you know, and being able to be wide and it anchors them down. It anchors them to and allows them to stay with access to the source, you know, the source of, you know, water supplies and nutrients in the soil. And they go deep and they can continue to maintain in harsh conditions. You know, and God hit me and just told me that's how it is when you're rooted in Him. You know, you think about all the trials and tribulations that we go through in life, you know, and just taking, you know, that tree that's that big red oak tree that's in California, and think about going through a forest fire and how that impacts the tree. But then the tree still survives and moves on and grows and bears fruit, you know, leaves or whatever. And you say to yourself, like, how is that possible? Because tree is wood and it should burn down. But because of the nutrients and the source and because of the roots being so strong, the tree never goes anywhere. It sits right there. It may lose a couple branches. Leaves may burn off, but those trees are going to grow again. That soil is going to even probably be even more neutralized or have more nutrition, I should say. Because of that fact. So, you know, as I get to thinking about times like this, when you lose somebody that you love, you know, through death or any kind of loss, you know, and I refer back to Dr. Tanya McCoy, who talks about grief, not just from, you know, losing somebody in life from, you know, them passing and transitioning on, but, you know, losing somebody in relationship or just losing jobs and things like that. When you go through that kind of pain, you know, how do you get through that? You know, how do you get through that pain? And you start to find out, you know, if you've got strong roots in Christ, you'll get through it. You may, you know, you're going to cry, you're going to weep, you're going to have, you know, those moments of being weak and moments where you're unsure and moments where you feel shaky. But when those roots are deep in faith, you come out of that and you're a stronger person. You know, and my daughter, she asked my wife, you know, how are you so strong? And, you know, my wife was just like, you know, living life, you know, she's like, I have my moments, but I know that, you know, no matter what I feel like at this moment, you know, God is having His will. And I understand that, you know, Aunt Pat isn't suffering anymore. And, you know, that's the thing that comforted me when I came at that, when I, you know, realized it. It was like, you feel that sadness because of the loss. And immediately you start thinking about not being able to see her, you know. And I don't mean to make this episode about her necessarily, because we've all got our Aunt Pat situations. We've all got our Aunt Pat people in our lives, you know, but I want to make it to where you're understanding that it could be a loss of a loved one. It can be a loss of a job. It can be a financial loss, whatever it is. When your roots are deep, you bounce back, you come back from that situation stronger. You know, I read something that said deep roots sustain us through droughts. It steadies us through trials and it nourishes us to thrive. And, you know, in this situation, and in many situations, I mean, not just, you know, losing Aunt Pat, but, you know, there's the fear with COVID kicking back in and things are shutting down. And now anxieties are picking up again. People are starting to go back to that panic. You know, now the markets are shifting. you know, you're hearing about the Fed's raising interest prices or interest rates, I should say. Sorry. Stock prices are falling for a lot of these companies because 2021, you know, we hit like all time highs in the market. And, you know, now there's this fear factor, you know, in stocks, they call it the VIX, you know, volatility index. And if the VIX starts shooting up, you know, getting to a certain number, it's like, well, here we go. You know, we're getting ready to start seeing this major panic and depression. And so now when things start to get uneasy, you start to find out what are you rooted. You start to find out what you're rooted in and how deep your roots are. And in this year, what you know, God was showing me is that this is the year that we have to develop strong and wide reaching roots in Him. Because there are going to be things that will transpire in all of our lives in this world and just in everything that we do, there are going to be things that are going to transpire that are going to cause us to have to remain rooted in our faith so that we can survive this and move on to the and be able to come out stronger, bearing more fruit and better than when we got into it. And you know, there's a saying, and it's biblical, that, you know, for the believer, there isn't a drought because God will always bring you provisions along the way. And you come out better than what you were if you keep your faith. You know, so you think about dry areas, you know, and people, you know, you always see like old Westerns or, you know, just different films or something in the desert. And what's the one thing you see rolling through the town? You know, tumbleweed. You know, tumbleweed started off as something that was green, but they had very shallow roots. And because of the wind and the dry climate, the roots are easily uprooted. The plant is easily uprooted. It starts rolling up and, you know, it dies, withers away and dies and becomes this, you know, ball of dryness that just rolls through the, you know, usually through a scene on a cowboy movie when they get ready to do a standoff or something. And you see, they got the music in the background playing and, you know, tumbleweeds start rolling through and it's like, oh, you know, something's getting ready to go down. And then you have on the other side, you know, you can go through a desert area and you see, you know, a cactus and other vegetation and they're sprouting flowers and some actually fruit and different things. And you say to yourself, how are these able to grow in this dry climate? Because the roots are so deep that they can survive. They get into the water tables and they can pull water and they get nutritious soil down there. And there's so many things that protect them and keep the plants growing, the vegetation growing. And you're like, there's no rain. There's nothing. How are they doing this? There is a water supply and it's an inexhaustible supply for them is if the roots are deep enough. And that's where God is telling us. He has an inexhaustible supply, but we've got to dig in. We've got to dig in. We've got to mature ourselves and take this thing serious. You know, we're supposed to enjoy life and we're supposed to live the best life, but we also have to make sure that what we're rooted in is something that is going to sustain us. That, you know, and unfortunately there are things out there right now that people are putting their faith in. They put all their money in the stock market. Well, the market's going to fluctuate. And I don't care how smart you are. The market is going to do what the market is going to do. You know, you may lose 50% of your portfolio, you know, in the first few months of this year. And that's, I'm not saying that prophetically because I'm not a prophet, but what I'm saying is it can happen. You know, especially depending on how your portfolio is made up. You know, if you only got like one or two stocks in there and you've got a lot of money invested in and those stocks tank in the beginning of the year, you know, you've got to look at it like, you know, how am I investing? You know, but it's all about what are you putting your faith in? What are you putting your care in? What are you casting all your cares in? Are you casting it on the job? Because I remember in 2020, my job down pay had to put me on furlough for, you know, several months where I was getting like 15 to 20% less in my check. Now I didn't lose anything. I didn't lack. My family didn't lack because God provided for us, because I knew that my source, again, you know, go back to one of my favorite scriptures of Philippians 4:19, but just understanding that, you know, God is our source. You know, he's going to supply all of our need. He already supplied it, but we've got to keep digging in by reading his word and everything else. My family never lacked. There was a time during that period 2 years ago where my wife had a 50% furlough. So she was, she was working 100%. I was working 100% at a time. I didn't take time off, but I was making less money. And so you say, well, how can you survive a drought? You know, Jay-Z has a verse, and, you know, I throw in my little hip hop things. Jay-Z has a verse, you know, on the American Gangster soundtrack on one of the songs. It says, you know, surviving droughts, I wish you well, you know. And it was kind of a double entendre, like, I wish you well, like, or I wish you well, like a well of water, you know, deep down where you can pull from to survive that drought. And that's the same way with our faith. We have to encourage ourselves and encourage others to go back to the source. If our source, where our roots are planted, is the right source, we're going to get the nutrients. We're going to get everything that we need to sustain us and help us to survive where others are going to fall off. There are going to be people who are not going to make it. And I'm not saying their lives, but there are going to be people who are not going to financially have the best year, you know, in the coming 12 to 18 months. They're going to have some struggles. We all are going to have trials. That is life. There's going to be tests all throughout life. And we have to know that. We have to understand that. The question is, where are your roots planted? Are you planted in fertile soil? Are you nourishing yourself with God's word so that your roots continue to grow? This is the year, like I said, this is the year we've got to grow our roots. You know, and it's been prophesized that, you know, we go through these 7 year cycles, and this is the end of that. This is the last year of that 7 years of plenty. And after this, we go into 7 years of famine. So understanding the cycles of where we are, if we don't put ourselves and make sure that our roots are where they need to be, you know, we're going to find ourselves in a world of hurt. Because we're going to be reliant on a government. We're going to be reliant on these checks to come in from the government to support us. You know, that stuff runs out. All of these stimulus checks, and they're going to do this to stimulate the environment, stimulate the economy, and make sure that there's money to do this and money to do that so people can pay their bills. And, you know, essentially they just want you to take that money and put it back into the economy. They're going to give you this extra check, not for you to, they don't intend for most people to invest, because they know people aren't going to invest. They're like, oh, they're going to take that and buy something they've been wanting to buy. All those PPP loans, how many people abuse those and now they're having to pay that, you know, relying upon a system that wasn't meant for us as believers to dwell in or live in. Our source of prosperity does not come from the job you work. I've seen it so many times where, again, you can be the hardest worker, best statistics, everything else, and the company will cut you loose to save itself. They'll trim off branches and say, oh, we'll cut this off, you know, just to keep things rolling. And it happens. I saw it in my previous company I worked for. I saw managers, directors, everybody from top to bottom being let go. Oh, you know, we can make it without it. You know, I praise God that I was spared through that time. And I just keep attributing that to my roots, because I understood I was at that place on an assignment, and I knew that God was going to protect me. Did I feel some kind of way at a point where I'm like, okay, my director gets let go. Am I next as a manager? But then I started going back to where am I rooted? Where's my foundation? Where's my source? It's not the job. It's not the stock market. It's all that stuff. They're resources, and you should get as many resources as possible, but you have to know that the main source is Him. Elohim or Elohim. You know, and I don't want to preach, but I want to start this year off, this calendar year off, because we're already in the spiritual calendar. We're already in God's calendar. We've been going since the fall for the new year. But for those and everybody who looks at the turn of the calendar year as a time to make these resolutions and make these major drastic changes, that they want to do everything and implement it all in the first month of the calendar year, you've got to understand, until you first know where your source is and you mentally get yourself to a place to understand what you need to do and who's the person is going to, or who is going to get that to you, until you get there, you're not going to. I mean, I go back to gyms. You know, it's a running joke, and everybody knows the jokes about, you know, going to the gym. Going to the gym every, every year in January, you see everybody, all the new faces showing up, because most of the gyms have, you know, membership drives that they do at the beginning of the year, sometimes the end of the previous year, to get people coming in, and then the start of the new year, you know. And I remember going to the YMCA near my old house that we stay at. And, you know, I always go in there and I laugh, you know, because I'm like, oh, here's the new people starting back over again. Or here's the new people who, you know, received a gym membership, a year's membership for Christmas. And they're there and they got their new workout clothes on and they're excited about doing it. And so you go through the first couple of weeks and it's like, okay, gym's pretty packed. Get to MLK day, you know, start seeing it dwindle down a little bit. But some folks, they get back in and pushing it. And then by the time you get to, February, you know, it's still cold outside, but people are like, hey, I got to get ready because, you know, I want to get my spring body and my summer body going. And then, you know, people are going and they continue to go. And then by the time March hits, you know, and I know it's around my wife's birthday, you know, the gym goes back to kind of the regular people. And you say, well, why did people give up? It's because they didn't have really roots into what they wanted to do. They didn't have a plan. They didn't have the mindset to stabilize what they needed to do. They went to feel good about it. You know, they went to the gym to say, I worked out a couple of days for a couple of months and I feel good about myself. Probably lost a little bit of weight. Maybe if they followed a certain kind of meal plan or changed their way of eating. But in all those things, it's all, you know, mental. It's all in your brain. It's all in your mind. And so when you think about all the cross connects in your brain, you think about all the things that and how your body and your neural system and everything is, it's all, you know, branches. And you know, there's like a root, like, and it looks like, you know, a root or roots. And you just think about that. You think about did you have it purposed in your heart? Because again, all these things in your body are interconnected. You know, you think about, well, did I have it in my mind to do it? Did I have it in my heart? And if I had it in my heart, you know, did I say, okay, God, I need you to help me? And I'm speaking to believers. You know, I can't speak for people who are non-believers because, you know, again, that's not my thing. But I'm speaking to believers right now. Did you give it to God and say, okay, here's my plan, God, help to give me the strength to get through this? Because there's going to be some rough paths. There's going to be some droughts. There's going to be some times where my body is sore, the weather gets bad, things pick up at work. And it always happens, you know, it's interesting because there's a test and then there's the enemy that's going to come to try to throw you off. And then God is going to also have tests in there. And you've got to navigate through those waters. You've got to navigate through those forest fires. You got to navigate through, you know, those droughts. You got to navigate through those trials. And, you know, depending on where you're rooted and how deep you're sinking in those roots to say, I'm going to stay with this because I believe, I have faith. I know that if I stick with this, that I will see the results. And then you'll start seeing the lifestyle changes. You'll start to see your body transform and transition, because now you're digging in roots. Those roots are growing deeper and they're spreading out. They're widening. So now you're not just, it's not just about your physical health. It's your mental health. I'm reading more books now. I'm reading the Bible. I'm getting my spiritual health together. I'm focusing on different things. Now my finances are getting right, because as my roots continue to grow deeper and stronger, they branch out to different aspects of my life. You know, that's where we really need to start to position ourselves. And it's not too late. You know, the honest thing about it, and people start the year off because they want to have a summer body by June or by May or whatever. The thing is, you can have drastic weight loss. You can see some things, but if you just do it for that purpose, just to get ready for the summer, because there's a big trip coming up, and I just want to have my body nice and toned. I use the word tone, but nice and sculpted, because by the time I hit the beach or hit that vacation spot that I wanted to go to, you know, I want to be able to show everybody, like, you know, here's all the hard work I did. And that's your goal, to lose this weight for this purpose. Then once you get to that point, let's you get to that goal. If you didn't, your roots aren't deep. Your roots are kind of halfway planted. So planted, you know, into that goal. Now you're going to go to that trip, and then you're going to go back to changing the way you eat. You're going to come back from that trip. Okay, goes over. You know, now I don't have anything to really purpose to continue to do this for, because I took the trip. So I'm just going to go back to taking the last half of the year, and, you know, I'm going to pig out. You know, I'm going to eat. I'm going to do what I do, what I like to do, and what, you know, knowing that it's not healthy, or it's not conducive to me sustaining the body that I worked hard for. I didn't have deep roots to really change my lifestyle. It was just a temporary thing, you know, and that's, again, we start to become tumbleweeds, and we'll roll into the next year, you know, and then beginning of the next year, you know, it'll be 2023. And we'll be like, all right, this year we're going to focus, you know, I'm just going to do this for me. I'm going to change, and I'm a diet. And, you know, that's why a lot of people don't suggest diets, because diets are temporary. You know, there's no root in that. Even going keto, you know, and I know several people that have gone to a keto lifestyle, but that isn't sustainable. You know, go see your doctor. There are some carbs that you need to get, but it's all about moderation, lifestyle changes. You know, that's where, and I say that because myself, you know, I know that I've seen the results when I focus. You know, my wife and I talk about this all the time. When we're focused on our workout regimens and our eating and eating the right stuff, and it doesn't have to be boring, you know, but when we're focused on it, we start to develop deep roots, and those deep roots allow us to be able, you know, when there's an event going on, you know, we're going to go find a thing on the menu that's low carb, you know, we're going to figure out how to eat stuff. I mean, I remember there's a point in time at one of my old jobs, you know, they used to always cater in food. And it was always the stuff that I loved, you know, and I used to have to make sure I brought my lunch that day, because I knew it was going to be tempted to go eat something fried. And, you know, you're like, oh, I can take this day off and do this, or I can do that. And there's times you build into your schedule to have those moments where you can take a cheat meal, they call it, or, you know, have a carb intake for that one point, that one day of the week. You can do certain things like that, but it doesn't impact you that much because your roots are so deep. You're going to get right back on your program and hit it again and keep going, you know? So anyway, I really wanted to make sure that as we talk about this stuff, we continue to move forward in this year. You know, we've got to get our roots stronger. We've got to find fertile ground. If you are not a member of a church family, and I'm not telling you to join a religion, I'm not saying this from a religion standpoint. First, you got to have your own relationship with Christ. If you have a relationship with Christ, he is going to lead you to a pastor that can help you and that is going to be for you to get to where you need to get, that help you, that can help you grow your roots. Now with technology, you can virtually connect with that, that pastor and that ministry. And there's no excuse. You know, if you want it, you're going to get it. You know, if you really want to learn something, the information is there. The knowledge is there. If you want to hear from God, he's there. You've got to make sure your roots are ready. You're ready to be planted, one, because you've got to be willing to be planted somewhere. You know, you've got to be put in the right climate, in the right condition, because you can't put an oak tree in the Sahara Desert and expect it to survive. It's not made for that. But you can put an oak tree in the forest and somewhere in California, and it can throw fire at it and everything else, and that thing will keep going. It'll live. Same way with a cactus. You couldn't put a cactus in a forest in California, different climate, because it's not purposed to be there. When you get to where you're purposed to be, and you plant, you set yourself and you allow yourself to be planted and fertilized and watered and all that good stuff, you are going to grow, and you keep, you know, planning and making sure, because so many of us uproot ourselves from whatever the situation, whether it's, you know, uproot ourselves from, you know, the church we belong to. We uproot ourselves from, you know, places that God has put us in, and we uproot ourselves too early. When you do that, you damage the roots. And, you know, sometimes, and, you know, from people I know that plants, they say sometimes you've got to trim the roots and you've got to trim the branches and almost start it over again, you know, so that you could, you know, make sure that it can grow, that plant can grow and be what it needs to be. So you got to trim back so much, you know, and we are in a season right now where we've got to grow roots, and we're in a season where we've got to prune. We have to prune, people, we have to prune processes, we have to prune traditions. We've got to prune, because for us to grow in the next place, some of those dead leaves, those dead branches have to go. Some of them are going to go when we hit those storms. You know, we had, you know, we had snow, kind of a snow and ice storm hit Tennessee, and really a lot of you know, a lot of it happened around different parts of the country over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, when you drive after that, you know, you see things clear up, you notice that there's a lot of trees that are down, a lot of big branches that are down. And you say to yourself, like, man, that's crazy. How did, because the weight of the snow and ice took those branches off. But the, for the tree to survive, it had to go. It just knocked off the dead weight. You look at that tree and say, man, that tree has lost a lot. It looks weird. Just give it time, because if the trunk and the roots are strong, you'll see that the trunk of that tree will withstand anything, and it'll keep growing. And that tree, you know, branches will come back out stronger and better, because that, because the tree is rooted the way it needs to be rooted. You know, and when you got roots that are strong, for people that are in construction and seen it, you know, a tree can bust, the roots of a tree can bust through the foundation of a house, you know, concrete bust right through it. It caused a lot of damage too, but that just goes to show you how strong those roots are. So, you know, I really want to make sure that everybody understands we're going to experience trials. And I say this all the time. There's going to be challenges. I tell my kids that is part of life. Your strength comes from how you deal with that, and how you deal with it, and then where you are planted at, where your roots are. Because your roots are good, the wind can blow as hard as it wants to. That tree may sway side to side. You may lose a few leaves. You may lose some branches. But the core of you is going to be strong. Your roots are strong. That tree is not going to be uprooted, because those roots are deep down. And they continue to go deeper and deeper. And that's how we have to go in Christ. We've got to go deeper and deeper. It's the way that we survive. And, you know, I joke around a lot. You know, I'm always trying to draw laughs and you know, turn things, not take serious situations and make fun out of them. But I like to get people to just smile and laugh. And I'm, you know, in this situation, I'm being serious. I don't want to be, this isn't a doom and gloom message. This is just, hey, we got to get ourselves right. We've got to get our roots right. And that's in anything we do. You know, get our roots where they need to be, and we will make it. We will make it, you know, to where we have to go. And I guarantee that, you know, I guarantee, you know, just like trees, we got to develop deep roots to sustain our faith. That is how we move forward in troubling times. When you got, you know, that well-watered, deep-rooted faith, you can go through falls and winters and droughts and everything else that for plants and different things that we're not prepared, we're not put in the right places, that they are fading and breaking and being uprooted and moved into places that they're not supposed to be. We won't have to experience that if we do what we need to do. And that's where we really need to ground ourselves. We need to ground ourselves in that so that we can withstand all the craziness that goes on. And there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to the, it's so much that, you know, there are alternate realities that are being created, you know, or augmented realities that are being created to help people just sustain everyday life. You know, and I'm all for technology. I'm all for it. I'm all for, you know, just where things are going with some of that, because I think it's going to be pretty cool to see. But here's the one thing that I'm going to stay tried and true to. I'm going to stay rooted in my faith in God, not in technology. I mean, I'm not. I don't care how much, you know, an electric car can drive itself. I'm still going to pray and say, God, protect me and whoever behind the wheels of these cars, because the technology is man-made. Now, God may give man the ideas and the know-how to do it, but I'm still putting my faith in God. As, you know, Dr. Freeman said, you know, to his congregation on Wednesday, you know, I'm a believer. I'm still a believer. Losing people and losing family, losing money, I'm still a believer because I know where my source is. If I didn't lose anything, like I always say, you know, I learned, you know, did we lose Aunt Pat? Yeah, we lost her in the natural form, but we gained an angel in the spiritual form, and we have memories, great memories to live off of. And, you know, it's still going to be difficult. Like I said, there's going to be times. I mean, I always, you know, go back and recollect over my mom. She passed away almost 16 years ago. And even now, you know, I still think about, you know, I cherish the memories that I have. You know, I think about her last, you know, few weeks, few days of living, but my memories of her are so far beyond those moments of, you know, when she was transitioning, that the transitioning period doesn't get to me like it used to, because my roots and my mom, the memories that she planted, those are roots, fond memories. Those develop roots. My grandmother's fond roots, you know, deep roots that were put there. So I can draw from that. You know, my faith in God is what got me through those times and even times after that. But those memories, those are roots. They are. Just like, you know, when you're learning things on a job and you gain all this experience, and then all this experience, you know, shows up on a resume, and something that you could have done 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago down, you know, before that you're currently not doing, well, you've established experience roots. You've got experience in something, and that experience you can draw from to help you get this next job. You never know what'll happen. You know, my wife, the job that she currently has, you know, she drew upon her experience when she graduated college, and that helped give her an edge to get that job because it was in manufacturing. She didn't think that her engineering job auto company would help her get a manufacturing testing job for a healthcare company or healthcare provider type company or manufacturer. Didn't think that. Roots, the relationships that we build. Roots. And the thing about it is, if you plant yourself in a toxic environment, your roots are going to pull in that toxic stuff, and it's going to get into you, and it's going to impel you and what you can do. And it's going to, that toxicity is going to grow in you. That's why some people can't be in certain environments. You can't be full of the spirit and then working in places and gossiping and they, you know, your marriage is new, or, you know, you don't have a strong marriage and the roots of the marriage aren't strong. And you're in a place where, you know, there's, you know, people sleeping around and doing stuff like that. You know, that's not a good place for you because your roots aren't where they need to be, where you can handle that. You know, somebody who is fighting addiction, alcohol or drugs or whatever, you know, you can't go to the bar or a place where alcohol is being served, or you know that drugs are going to be rampant, you know, reused, you know, like crazy. You can't go there because your roots aren't strong. So people start talking about setbacks and, you know, they had a relapse, you know, from things that they were delivered from. That's that environment, you know, in the prison system. You hear it all the time, you know. Our reform system is so crazy. We spend, you know, taxpayers and, you know, people spend all this time trying to get their lives better. And a lot of these men and women that go into prison, they want to come out and they want to change. But what happens? They get put back in the environments because their environment that they come out to hasn't changed. They can't, and they can't just come right out and change their environment. Now, their mentality may be strong and they get into it, but you know, if they don't find something quick, if they can't find a job and find a way to get out of that environment, they're going to be susceptible to turning back to their old ways. And it's a cycle. That's how that cycle repeats itself. And that, why is that happening? It's like the tumbleweed. It's just going to repeat and it's just rolling back through and it's rolling away. Every time the wind blows, they'll be right back. You know, why is that? Roots. And I know I'm simplifying it. There's so much more in it, but what are you rooted in? Now, and there's people who have success stories where they've gone into the prison system. They've gone into, you know, like Alcohol Anonymous and different rehab programs, and they've done well because they bought into the program and they got it in themselves. They developed these roots that grew deep to say, I want to change. Whether it was through their spiritual connection, they found a spiritual connection with God, they found, you know, or they made it up in their minds to say, hey, I'm going to do this. And they developed roots saying, I have to do this. I have to be better because of, you know, I don't want to be back in this situation again. You know, or I almost died because of this addiction, or whatever the case may be. And they are able to be successful because they developed those roots. It is so imperative for us to do that. So that's me urging everybody, you know, let's focus on developing strong roots this year. Let's start this calendar year off, you know, even though I know we're almost 2 weeks into it. It's never too late to start. Develop the mindset that it's going to take to do the things that you want to do. If you know that this year you want to be closer with God, get closer with God, get into His Word. That will grow the roots. You get closer with God, the money, the relationships, everything else will fall in line. I'm telling you, it will. I'm not telling you you won't have trials and tribulations, but when you come to them, your roots being planted in the right stuff and having access and to the source, you will get through them and come out on the other side so much better than where you started at. That is the purpose of developing those roots. That's what the relationship with Christ equals roots. I'm not talking religion. Develop it. Read His Word. Talk to Him. Establish yourself. in him. And I guarantee you, if he takes root in your heart, you're going to see your life change. No matter what the situation is, you are going to be able to be positive. You may have a little fear. You may have you may sway a little bit, but you'll snap right back. And you'll be like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to make it through this. And it's going to change. People around you are going to see a change, and some people are going to be pruned out of your life because you're not the same person. You're not the negative, you know, you're not talking negative stuff. You're being positive. And sometimes that frustrates people. Just let me be how I am. Don't correct me. Okay. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to take my positive self and focus over here, you know. But when you want to talk, I'll be there. And sometimes people just don't want to deal with that. They just want to stay because they're rooted in that tradition. They're rooted in that stuff. They don't want to change it because they can't change it because it's become a part of who they are. And that's not how they were created to be. So that's my time. I definitely appreciate, you know, I wanted to start this year off or start this first episode off of the 2020 calendar year. I wanted to start it off just with, you know, I just want to encourage everybody, get rooted in him, get rooted in Christ, please. Tomorrow is not promised, but there's a purpose and a plan for your life. And you have to be rooted to understand, because if you're not, then you would get knocked off of your purpose. You'll get knocked out of the plan, and you'll find yourself being set back further than you need to be. And God is a redeemer. He is. I'm not saying that, but it comes a time where, you know, grace, we can't live a life on grace alone. We can't. We've got to dig in. Prosperity is not going to come to those who are not rooted in him. If it is, it's going to be temporary. Don't let all these folks walking around here talking about they got all this money and they have no relationship. They have, you know, no roots in anything sustainable. Don't let that fool. As fools go, don't let that stop you from doing what you have to do. I told my plan, he said, I told one of my friends, he's got a plan about investing and things like that. And he sees where people are posting stuff about they're making these crazy gains and they're doing all this stuff and they're making a lot of money. I said, you just work your plan. And he knew it, but I just said, work your plan. You got a plan. The plan is working, right? Stick to it. You may not have as much as they have investing, but you've got a strategy that's going to help you make steady gains. You've got and you root yourself in that. So that way emotion can't sway you. Emotion can't get you uprooted. You can't get emotional about something, see the market shift, and then you decide to change your plan. No, you stick with it. Those are roots. If God gave any of us a plan, we stick to that plan. No matter how much the world is shifting and saying that this isn't the case, you stick to it. That's just how it has to be. And it may not be the prettiest and sexiest way to do things. It may not be something that is glamorous. It may not be something that's going to get you a lot of likes and views. This episode may not get me a lot of downloads, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with this podcast. I'm going to be transparent with you guys. And I told you I had some success, right? You know, last year I had about 800 downloads of the podcast, and I did that in less than a 12-month period. So, you know, and I did 20, I think it was like 21 episodes last year, 21, 22, I think 21 episodes last year of the podcast. And so when you look at those numbers, you know, I'm averaging around 30 something, 35 downloads an episode or something like that is an average, right? And you compare that with other people around you, you know, other podcasts, you got some podcasts that are doing like over 100 to, you know, 200, 350,000 downloads an episode. And if I'm, you know, if I'm transparent, you know, I got challenged. I'm like, man, how am I going to hit these numbers? You know, now, again, I told you, I'm not marketing this yet. It's coming. But at the end of the day, I had to step back and say, I'm doing what God told me to do. My wife got this revelation. You should do a podcast. And it was something I had been thinking about, you know, and I mentioned this before. And so long story short, I'm continuing to do this because I feel like it is helping people. One of the people that I know listened to it, and I didn't realize she was listening to it, was Aunt Pat. She used to tell me, she was like, I listened to your episode. She was like, I like your episode. I like your podcast. She was like, I got the little app on my phone, and she showed me, and she listened to it and watched some of it, you know, watched some of the videos on YouTube that I put up from the episodes. And, you know, that made me feel good because I didn't think she was listening to it. You know, I have people that are very close to me that don't listen to it. And I don't let that bother me because I know I'm doing what I'm called to do. You know, there are pastors right now who have churches that God told them to keep your church open. When COVID started, you know, starting to come back to church, you know, after COVID kind of died down a little bit, but church attendance has been down across the board. And for a pastor who loves people and loves being around his people, loves to be able to touch his people and say, hey, and find out how they are and see them in person, to walk into church and not see, you know, the pews where they were before, whether the church was filled up or not, you're seeing a fraction of the people come back. And you got some people that are watching online, but, you know, everybody's distracted and everybody's doing different things. And it's not, and some people don't feel comfortable. And I understand that. And I'm not going to get into the whole where people are coming into, they go to work and they go to different places. You know, that's not my battle on this one. But what I'm saying is, if the pastors are staying rooted in what the assignment that God gave them, just take peace in that. Be rooted in that. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, when you're at work and you're working hard and you know people are getting promoted ahead of you, and you know that you've been doing so much more than them, don't worry about that. That could be their blessing. God may have something totally different for you. Just do what you're called to do. Stay in your lane. Stay rooted in your faith and just watch God move. Because if people around you are getting blessed, that means it's in the vicinity and you know that God is no respecter of person. So yours is coming. I told my wife that, and she got her own testimony that she can share. Don't get weary and do good and doing well and well-being. Don't grow weary in that. Just stay with it. Your roots are strong. And if they're not strong, make them strong. Don't go another year saying, I got to get right with God. I got to get right with God. Get right with God. You can get right with God right in your living room, right in your apartment, right in your bedroom, wherever it is that you lay your head at night. You can get right with God right then and there. And then he can guide you to where you need to be if you allow him to. And then he will put you somewhere to plant and fertile, and he'll put you and point you and direct you to where you're supposed to go, where it's fertile, so your roots can grow. And now you won't experience a drought. You won't experience hard times. Fires that come, that, you know, people throwing darts and fires at you and all that other stuff and trying to take you out, they won't succeed. Like I said with this podcast, somebody, you know, are there people out there that probably don't want me to say the stuff I say? You know, it's not controversial, but some people just don't want to hear it, don't want inspirational stuff to be out there because chaos and sex and everything else sells. I can't argue with that. It sells for a certain demographic, but I know that I'm on assignment. I know that God has me doing what I'm supposed to do. So whatever reward there is for this, it'll be there. whatever that is, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So I'm not going to change that. I'm not going to change who I am with this podcast. And the people that I bring on here are going to be people who are going to continue to inspire and grow and help us to understand what taking roots in him will do. You don't have a testimony like a Chef Gerard Wilcher or Ed and Kimberly Ellsworth or, you know, other people that I've had on the show who have, you know, gone from some of the craziest of times to being successful. And that's just part of their story. It's not even a full thing. Or Dr. Tanya McCoy, who goes from, you know, who loses, she is a licensed, you know, clinical therapist. And her focus is on grief. And she loses her son. How do you stay rooted in that? How do you keep going and growing? How do you do that? Roots. So some will say, how will my wife's family, how will the McGee and Freeman and Ratliff families, you know, everybody who was in the bloodline with Aunt Pat, how are they going to make it through this? I'm going to tell y'all, him, faith, your roots in him. There's no words that can necessarily console you from this loss. There's no gift that can be bought. This loss, this, you know, when you lose somebody close to you, it is the peace of knowing that God is always there. And if you are a believer and if you have faith that is rooted in him, you know that the pain will go away. And it will. It will go away. Whatever that loss is, whatever that thing is that is not right, it goes away. But don't give up on being who you're supposed to be. Keep moving. And that's my message to anybody who's lost somebody, because the last thing that they would want you to do is to turn your life into something that wasn't meant to be, because you're not striving to be who you were supposed to be. You're not walking in the purpose that you were created for out of grief. And I know that's challenging, but you know. And I say this all the time, you know, that person would not want you to stop. My mom didn't want me to stop living my life. She was proud of me and she wanted me to keep going. She told me that before she wasn't able to tell me that. I know Aunt Pat was always proud about a lot of, you know, her family members. She was proud of people because they were doing things, they were living their life, and she wants you to keep doing that. All of us. Moms, dads, grandparents, whoever it is, friends, husbands, wives, whatever the relationship is of losing somebody, when you lose somebody, it takes those roots in him to get through. Like I said, I'm speaking to believers right now. If your faith is constantly wavering and you feel like you're not rooted where you need to be, you feel like that things aren't the way they need to be, and you know that your relationship with God isn't right, get it right. Now, there, God is going to send you to a place to work out your salvation. That's what the church is for. But it starts with basically your relationship with him and being able to allow yourself to be open with him and allow him to mold you, allow him to rebuke you, allow him to guide you. I mean, it's just like any relationship where, you know, you've got a teacher, student, you have a father or a mother and child. You know, there's some hard lessons. There's some things that you have to learn. But if you want to be who you need to be, if you want to be able to do the things that you were created to do, you got to follow instruction. So this is where we are. This is where we are. This is where I'm at this year. This is not, I'm not about to go through this doom and gloom. I know what's going on. I see it around me. I know that there's a lot of people who are just ready to check out. They're like, this world is crazy. Yes, this world is crazy. That's why we need to make sure that our roots are where they need to be. The government is changing. The economy is changing. Climate, all this other stuff. I mean, read Revelations. There, this stuff is being talked about in the Bible. It's been talked about for years. It's been in the Bible since the beginning. This isn't new. So I'm going to pull it back because I didn't want this to become, I don't want this to become like a you know, me scolding and talking down, but I'm just saying, people, we got to get prepared. Let's get those roots right and be okay. If you want to be like a tree planted, get those roots, make sure those roots are rooted in Him, and understand that there will be some pruning that has to be done. That is part of the process. Mr. Miyagi had to prune them bonsai trees for them to grow and be strong like they needed to. And if he wanted them to be shaped the way they needed to be shaped and have the curves and do all the stuff there was and have the look, there was a certain way he had to prune them. I'm sure there's a pastor that can take that and turn it into a message, but there's a message in that. And for God to get you and shape you to where you, the way you need to be, some things have to be pruned. You got to be okay with that too. So anyway, again, I love you guys. I pray that this episode has opened your eyes and just get you to think, you know, but establish those roots in Him. In all seriousness, take time to talk to Him. The same way I'm sitting here talking into this microphone, into this computer to push this out there, I'm talk to God that way. I talk to God that way. I read His word. I question, you know, when people pass, I question, I say, God, why this person? Why did that have to happen? Why did this child have to get hurt? Why did that person have to get hurt? Why did they have to experience that kind of pain? Why? You know, why? And have those conversations. Why am I struggling like this? What am I not doing right? What is it? What are you trying to tell me with this, God? You know, those are real conversations. So we'll be back next week with a new episode of the Airflow Podcast. You know, we continue to celebrate the life of Patricia McGee, Aunt Pat, as she is affectionately known. And I'm going to celebrate her life by continuing to do the things that I know I need to do and continue to be the person that God has created me to be, because that's what she would want. That's what my mom would want. That's what any of my family members who have gone before me will want me to continue to do, to continue to be a better version of myself. And those that were believers to know that I'm a better version of myself because I'm in Him. That's what I'm focused on. And I pray that everybody else is going to be on that too. So again, we're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about entertainment. We're going to talk about these seven mountains that we're supposed to conquer as heirs. We're supposed to conquer these things. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have people on here to talk about it. We're going to have testimonies and stories of inspiration and, you know, whatever God gives me to give, to talk about, I'm going to continue to talk about those things. That's what I'm going to do. So if you know people who need to hear these things, please share. There are so many ways that you can connect with me. You can connect through this for this podcast through, there's Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, there's Spotify, our website, airflowpodcast.com, airflowpodcast.com. That website has everything. You can go to the Facebook page, www.facebook.com/airflowpodcast. It's there. You can go to Billionaire Flow. Billionaire Flow is, and that's another thing that I'm going to be pushing big this year, because that's something that God gave me, Billionaire Flow. And I know that it's been fruitful, but I know it's got another place to go. And again, I've been doing that with no marketing. It's just been, you know, me talking to my warm market and pushing it there. It's going to grow too. I got some things that I'm working on. My wife and I got some things that we're working on. We're going to push that. But if you go to Billionaire Flow, .com. That's the clothing line. God gave me that. As I mentioned, now it'd be 3 years almost where I got the idea about that during the Feast of Tabernacles when I was fasting and praying, and He gave me Billionaire Flow. You know, so that's BillionaireFlow.com, Billionaire Flow.com. go to that website. You know, we've got a lot of products, you know, clothing, you know, joggers, we've got hoodies, all that stuff. And we're going to continue to evolve, continue to come up with different designs and different things. But go check out the website. We've been live since 2020, but the idea started in 2019. And everything that I do, you know, it's all based off of inspiration. You know, these are things that you can wear with pride. You know, when you listen to these podcasts, these are things that you can listen to with the whole family. You know, this is where I'm at. So, you know, all those places I gave you, the podcast is available. Please support, please download it, subscribe on Apple Music or Apple Podcast on Spotify so that every time a new episode comes out, you'll be alerted. Hey, new episode is available. Share it with your friends. And again, I'm going to be marketing this stuff. I'm going to be really marketing and having, you know, spending some money on this to continue to prove the platform because I got to grow. Technology, you've got to consistently grow. And that is part of the process. That's what developing those roots would do. It's going to cause you to grow stronger and have more fruit come from it. And this is going to be a fruitful year for me and my family. I don't care what the government says, we're going to be fruitful. I'm speaking that, and I'm speaking it to all of you. You all are heirs. And just like heirs, you were created to grow and you were created to flow. So flow on.